Shimon Schwab has an incredible understanding of Yehichvot. He explains that the whole paragraph of Yehichvot reflects the state in which the world will exist in the time of Mashiach, when the height of the development of mankind will have been reached and the whole world will recognize Hashem. It continues with three psukim at the beginning of Hallel, which the universal and permanent recognition of Hashem is the subject. And the permanence of the new world order is the theme of the following set of psukim. And that's the happiness of all creatures, whether they're spiritual or physical, Yismucho Shamayim, Sagala Aretz, where everyone finally recognizes Hashem as the supreme ruler, as Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimleich. Then we see Hashem Melech Olam Va'ed Avdugoyim Ma'aretzo. That when Hashem becomes permanently recognized as the ruler of the universe, the nations are going to disappear from the world. His chiddush is that it's the nations that are going to disappear from the world, not the people. The nations are the political entities which delineate themselves into self-contained independent units. So therefore, in our days, what we have is nations and states. Those are the building blocks of the world. And each sovereign nation is essentially independent of each other. If Schwab says, when Mashiach comes, nations as we know them will disappear. Rather, the world will be united by the recognition of Hashem. And the way that humanity will be divided will be into families rather than disconnected and independent nations. This really connects to the parashas we've been reading of Avraham Avinu, where it says, "V'nevruchu b'cha kol mishpachos ha'adamah," all the families of the world shall bless themselves through you. Where Avraham is told that all the families of the world are going to be blessed in your merit, not all the nations. It's all about the family being the basic building block of society. We then have four psukim. Here's something really remarkable. Because there's a Gemara at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Daf Gimel. And I think Rashi brings this also. The word ki can have four different meanings. Arei means if. Dilma means when or in the event of. Ela, but. And daha, because. And each one of the next four psukim has a different meaning of the word ki. Ki hu amav yehi hu tziviv yamod means if he says something, it becomes reality. And if he commands it, it stands up. So that's the first ki means if. The second one is ki bacha Hashem b'tzion iva l'moshav lo. When Hashem chose Sion, he wanted it to be his dwelling place. Then you have ki Yaakov bacha ka Yisrael l'skulah. So because Hashem chose Yaakov, he wanted Yisrael to become a special treasure. And then we have ki lo yitesh Hashem ama v'nachalas le'azov, which is because. Which means but. Even if we don't measure to be his treasure, nonetheless, but Hashem will not leave his people, nor will he forsake them. It's remarkable. Each one of the psukim that is really cementing our awareness of this happening with Hashem and of Mashiach coming is using the word ki in a slightly different way. There's nuance, there's subtlety there. And it's so important when we're going through davening, when we're saying our tefillahs, that we actually know what the words mean. Who knew that the same word in four different psukim actually has four different meanings, and it's davka, there's four different meanings expressed in the Gemara. If, when, but, i.e., in opposition to a previous statement, and because. Each one of those words is important. It's meant to fill us with confidence that Hashem is able to deliver. And a sense of appreciation of what will happen when Mashiach comes. This is literally meant to fill us with the brim, with simcha and knowing our special role within that place.